And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's September the 14th, 2012. It was on this date, 1741, George Frideric Handel completed the Messiah Oratorio. His librettist, Charles Jennens, had finished the text in July, gave it to Handel. Handel worked at a furious pace, composed from morning to night, and finished it. Messiah, which tells the story of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, originally written for the Easter season, debuted in Dublin at a charity concert the following April. There was a full house. 700 people came to hear it, and to make room for all of them, the gentlemen were asked to leave their swords at home and ladies to remove the hoops from their skirts. Messiah became one of Handel's favorite works for the rest of his life. Mozart supervised a new arrangement in 1789 and was reluctant to change anything about it. It's the birthday of Margaret Sanger, born Corning, New York, 1879, the woman who coined the term birth control and who founded Planned Parenthood. She was born into a working-class Irish family. Mother died at the age of 50 after 18 pregnancies. Margaret became a nurse, worked in the maternity ward on the Lower East Side. Many of her patients poor. Many of them ended up in the hospital from self-induced abortions. At a time when contraceptives were illegal in this country, it was illegal even to send information about them through the mails. Margaret Sanger wrote a series of articles called What Every Girl Should Know. Went to Europe, observed birth control clinics, opened one in the Brownsville neighborhood of Brooklyn in 1916. 9 days later, the police closed it down, arrested Margaret Sanger, who spent a month in jail. She founded the American Birth Control League, which became Planned Parenthood, and she funded research to create a contraceptive pill. And it's the birthday of Geraldine Brooks, born Sydney, Australia, 1955, author of 4 novels, including March, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 2005. She wrote it as a companion novel to Louisa May Alcott's Little Women. Geraldine Brooks, also the author of books of nonfiction, including 9 Parts of Desire, about Muslim women in the Middle East, and a memoir, Foreign Correspondence. She'd worked as a foreign correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Here's a poem for today by Tom Tomorrow, Closing the Cabin. In the yawn of dusk, we drift home in Minnesota autumn, reciting the litany once more. Dock in, boathouse latched, rugs rolled, plugs pulled, windows hinged, floors swept, pilots out, pipes drained, faucets opened, doors locked, hummingbird feeder taken down, key hanging in its secret place. In the flicker of lights near the city's edge, we talk easily, gather within all that the summer has given, a great fish, slender and shiny, diving for bottom, loons calling in the still afternoon, stars swirling above the rooftops, near home, V's of geese circle, circle in the shadows above us. Later that night, we pause on the stairs, winterward, unlock that other season where little puffs of winter dust rise when we open the door. Closing the Cabin, a poem by Tom Tomorrow, from his collection Closing the Cabin, published by Stellar Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the 3 most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.